You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
This is May 23rd, 2022. Those are the remarks of former Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, also a pediatrician. Those are the remarks. They're going to be a center of a big and increasing fight if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The decision was expected today. So far, not yet. It could happen later today before we wrap the program. We'll keep you posted. But part of the argument that many are now advancing, and I think rightly so, is that if some of these states can have it their way, they're willing to abort the baby up to the second of birth and even after. There you heard Virginia Governor Northam say the baby would be put aside while the mother and doctors discuss what should happen next under the conditions he described. Once a baby is born, if it's missing a limb, a foot, mom decides, I don't want it. They're going to abort it. That's called an abortion still. Is that not infanticide? We're going to get into that in more detail in the second hour. And as I say, we will continue to watch rulings from the Supreme Court. Some have been issued today, none to do with Roe v. Wade ruling, basically the Mississippi case. I'll remind you, we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA on Rumble.com. Go to Rumble.com, type in one word, Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to a page where you see previous Rumble pieces we posted, and you can find the one that says live. Punch it, and you're joining us in studio. Glad to have you join us in studio. I'll remind you, subscribe. You can subscribe for free to our channel, and you can also subscribe for free for the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. It's easy to find me. Branded everywhere. Larry Connors USA. So also another issue, one of many we have coming today, is the left is now calling, believe this or not, and yes, you're going to have to believe it because it's a fact. Some leftists are calling for the National Guard to be activated at future school board meetings. They first began, of course, by asking for the Department of Justice to label these parents as terrorists if they show up at school board meetings, complaining about teaching CRT, complaining about teaching our kids things that they should not be taught about sex and transgenderism, especially at the ages they might be. And the parents have every right to know what's being taught in their schools, and sometimes are denied to know that. So they show up at the school board meetings, and some leftists now say, bring in the National Guard, put an end to them. We'll get into that. And seven books recommended for young children, seven books recommended for young children involving sex, transgenderism, racism, things that are not age appropriate. And, of course, we continue to have the baby formula mess. The baby formula mess is that the Biden administration once again got behind the curve. They knew this was coming. And they make a big show, and I'm glad that we got these pallets delivered the other day, over the weekend, and more coming due in 2 days from now. But that's just a drop in the bucket to what is needed And it could have been avoided because months ago the Biden administration was aware this was going to be happening, and they did nothing but now showcase big pictures, airplane landing with the formula. Look what we're doing. Late, I remind you. Biden having his White House have to walk back some of his remarks about defending Taiwan from China, but General Jack Keane, retired, says, I think Biden's saying exactly what he intends. We'll get into that. And Hillary Clinton exposed during the Sussman trial as to the role she played. We knew she did. And I want to thank Pastor Randy Mayfield for filling in for me last week. Did a great job. Thanks, Randy. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
They never have a strategy for anything. They always lead from behind. Everything is always a surprise. And then they throw out fig leaves showing that they're doing something. I'm glad those pallets hit the landing strip in Indianapolis, but filling 500,000 bottles will last babies for maybe a half of a day. I've got three sons. I've been through formula. I know what it is to have to raise infants on formulas. You go through 3-4 bottles per day. So just having 500,000 bottles filled is just the tip of the iceberg. It's not going to solve the problem. This is simply a fig leaf from the Biden administration.
Another fig leaf, another piece of, look at me, look what I'm doing now. As a plane arrived from Germany bringing in 70,000 bottles of formula. This is so bad that even Democrat Mayor New York Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency for his city. A state of emergency. The households across the nation, much less New York City, of course, are facing this issue. As one mother said, and she said it all, this is ridiculous. Let me give you the background of this again. This all started back in Feb. What did we see? Feb, we got March, we got April, we're into May, almost at the end of May. Abbott Labs, the largest formula manufacturer in the U.S., had to close its plant due to safety recall. Well, we need to have that closed down if it's something wrong. We want to make sure the formula being provided is good and safe for babies. But when you close that down, when the FDA closes it down, doesn't someone ring a bell saying, ding, 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 look what's going to happen? This is the largest manufacturer in the U.S., and if they're suddenly out of commission for a period of time, what are we going to do? Biden administration? I don't know. We're okay. And then when the formula hits the fan, literally, the Biden administration starts saying, we got this. We're under control. Now, in this month, they say that. And even Abbott has said, we'll get back online, but we're looking at minimum 2 weeks. Maybe now at this point, let's give them a week, 7 days. Well, then how fast can you get it out across the country again? As I say, another shipment is being brought in from Germany, from a distributor manufacturer there, and it will be coming in maybe Wednesday. Is that going to be enough? No, it's still not enough because, as you heard the Congressman McDonald's of Florida say, I've raised kids. I know how much you have to go through, and this is not going to do it. And every parent out there listening to me right now, and every grandparent listening to me right now, knows if a baby needs a specific formula, you can't tell the baby, it's okay, the Biden administration has it, it's going to be coming. I think the baby is smarter than Biden administration because the baby wants food right now. And it's got to be the proper formula or it could make the baby sick. But you listen, I mean, we have right now in this administration, Biden today, he said, look what we have here. This shipment has enough formula to take care of. Listen to this. We don't know how big this is going to get. Stand back. This number could be really big, folks. If you're driving, you better hold onto the wheel when I give you how much formula could be up that's been delivered by this one delivery. Are you ready? Biden says, and I quote, this formula will take care of 9,000 babies, 9,000, and 18,000 toddlers for 1 week. Why, isn't that? My applause, congratulations, sound the horn, celebrate, pop the champagne. When I'd rather be popping baby formula for the kids. That doesn't solve anything. The Biden administration, again, as I say, is saying, well, we're on top of it. Well, we should have been on top of it the moment the FDA shut that down. Now, you can say, and I would agree, maybe Biden wasn't told specifically about it. Well, he should have been. You shut down something like that. Somebody should have been smart enough to say, this needs to go to the president's office. And maybe it did, and they didn't just understand it. Or somewhere along the line, someone blocked it and said, president doesn't need to know this. Somebody's got to be fired down the line. Of course, I'd like to begin by firing Biden and all of the administration. That comes 2024. 2022 coming up is extremely critical, even more so. And for a lot of folks who thought the Dems were already in deep trouble, this is even bigger and deeper. This is, well, let me give it to you in poker parlance. Poker. A lot of hands have a specific name. And like aces could be pocket rockets. 3-2. The number's 3-2. If you get a card that has a 3 on it and one a 2, when you're playing poker, you know what you have? You have a dirty diaper. Can you figure that one out? A 3-year-old and the number 2? I don't know how much more we can simplify the fact that the Biden administration is so far behind. They have a 3-2 on hand. And in the meantime, they're calling a 911. In New York City, Mayor Adams saying this emergency executive order will help us crack down on any retailer looking to capitalize on the crisis by jacking up prices. That's not your concern. They don't have the product to sell. But he's trying to say that if you've got it and you're jacking the price, well, I agree with that, obviously. You can't do that in an emergency situation, but that's not putting formula in the hands of the mothers. And the storyline from some is, well, the mom should be breastfeeding. That's why we've always done it in the past, way before we had baby formula. That's true. That's true. We also used to walk everywhere, which is what the Democrats, the leftist progressives want you to do anyway. And they're getting there because they're making you suffer. They're making you suffer. Those gas prices continue accelerating. One trucker the other day being quoted saying, for the first time in all my years of driving, to fill my tank took $1,000. And it's not getting any better. But over the weekend, my God, did you hear over the weekend how many of these leftist, defensive Biden administration people and those who just come rushing around to say everything's doing better, listen to how they described. There's a clip of several of them, and this is just a small clip. The defense is weak to begin with, but you get the point.
We feel very good about where the United States is.
President Biden has been very decisive in his leadership. Beginning with the American Rescue Plan, we rescued the economy, put shots in arms, money in pockets, kids back in school, laid the foundation for a robust economic recovery.
You know, by any metric, with the exception of inflation, this country has moved forward under his leadership.
But that little metric she mentioned, with the exception of inflation, don't you understand that? I know you do. Do they understand it? They do. But they're really hoping to do a little dog and pony show, and you won't get it. And again, Congressman Donalds of Florida says that is pure Democrat BS.
That newsreel you just played, if there was ever a show of political propaganda, that was it right there. Because congressional Democrats, they know that Joe Biden's a failure. They tell us in the halls very quietly. They just won't admit it on TV for the American people. But the polling has made it clear, Stuart, the American people know the truth. The Democrats have no plans and no strategies except the Bernie Sanders AOC plan, which is a complete and utter disaster for the United States.
He's right on target, isn't he? One of those that you heard on that clip, the one that said by any metric, with the exception of inflation, isn't that kind of funny? I mean, because you're suffering, but that's just the only exception that's wrong right now. And from that one little metric, everything else goes belly up. Like you poured poison into a lake and all the fish come floating to the top, belly up. One little metric like inflation. She said, by any metric, with the exception of inflation, this country has moved forward under his leadership. I question that statement as well. You know who that was? That was Stephanie Cutter, a former Obama advisor. A former Obama advisor appearing on ABC and talking about how the Biden approval numbers continue to drop and go really down the toilet. 69% by CBS government survey, 69% say they don't like the way he's going and approving and helping the nation. We're on the wrong track. And even Raddatz, again, the former Obama advisor, said, yes, his ratings, quote, are way down in the toilet. Her words, a former Obama advisor. And when she said that little metric, she did later say, oh, well, that gas prices and inflation are a big metric. No kidding. On a CNN State of the Union, the director of the president's National Economic Council said, and I quote him, we feel very good where the United States is. Oh, do you now? You are head of the president's National Economic Council, and you feel really good with the baby formula shortage, inflation, and gas prices continuing to go up. He got pressed, actually, by the possibility of recession, and he said, well, there's a series of global crises we're facing right now. That's right, pass the buck. No one in this administration has heard of Harry S. Truman of Missouri who said the buck stops here. And this administration, this president, has not understood that. And they're not buying it yet. They still don't get it, do they? How's it going to affect them in the midterms? Well, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat in New York, said, I believe the Democrat Party will hold on to the majority. The President Biden has done a very good job under incredibly difficult circumstances, as in circumstances like everyone around you is an idiot or acting like one. And you're not much better, sir. CNN White House correspondent John Harwood dared say in a opinion piece, reference inflation, he wrote in a tweet, "The Washington debate, inflation is crushing families. In real life, the pandemic relief has eased the pain. Why Washington can't have an honest debate about inflation?" He said, all this political conversation surrounding inflation is largely a charade, that families, rich and poor, still had more money than they did before because of all those checks we sent out. I think the Wall Street Journal said, I'll have to check my numbers. I want to say we increased our paper money by 40% during the Biden administration. I got to double check that number. But either way, see, we sent all this money out there. He said they have not been crushed badly enough to keep them from spending. That doesn't take into, of course, the fact of how much they've gone up. So you could fill your tank up in the past. Let's say you could fill your tank up. You have a big SUV. You could fill your tank up for $35. Now you're looking at 100 plus easily. But again, they want to point to the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Look what it's doing. Well, you pay people to stay home and not work. That's what they do. And we can't find workers. We can't get the money we need. The prices continue to go up. Folks might be getting a bigger check only because there are other jobs available if they don't, but they can't buy anymore. And then the other day, late Friday, somebody leaked a word about Hillary Clinton and what she was doing behind the scenes regarding the Trump collusion story. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA.
Fox News alert on the trial of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, Robbie Mook, testified today that Clinton herself approved the idea of giving the Alpha Bank story to a reporter as part of the Trump-Russia narrative. As you'll remember, that suggested that there were connections between Alpha Bank and the Trump campaign server. The FBI looked into that and found nothing suspicious.
There was a little bit of surprise in the courtroom when Robbie Mook, the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign manager, just answered a question casually that she personally approved sending that story to the media. As you mentioned, it deals with an allegation or an accusation about the Trump organization, not the Trump campaign, but the Trump organization, having a back channel to a Russian bank named Alpha Bank, which has some ties to the Kremlin, some Russian oligarchs that are close with Vladimir Putin.
And it was all a lie. And at that time, the mainstream media, now the state-controlled media, ran with it as if it were fact. They wouldn't touch the Hunter Biden laptop story. Oh, no, that's not real. Not before the election. 17-plus months after the election, they admit, yes, that was real. The laptop existed, and yes, there was information on it. But during the time going into the election, and then when they were trying to find reasons to impeach Trump, they were still being complicit and making up lies and fabricating. Again, let me give you a quick backdrop again. This is part of the Durham prosecution of Sussman, who is an attorney representing Hillary Clinton and her campaign. Although he called an FBI agent and not only said, but said in writing, "Hey, I got something I want to share with you. It's pretty important, but I'm not doing this on behalf of any client," which was a lie. And that's why he's facing perjury charges, because he was billing the Clinton campaign for that same time. So he was clearly working for them. And he went in and tried to sell this story. And apparently Hillary gave the go-ahead. She gave the green light. Go tell them about the Alpha Bank and things of that nature. So now, in testimony, they bring up this witness that they thought would be good on their behalf, Robbie Mook, the campaign manager for Clinton, and pretty much she agreed that Clinton said herself, go ahead and run with this and spread the word. Well, when you do something like that, you're looking for a bomb to go off in the courtroom. And Greg Jarrett, Fox News analyst, said that's what happened.
She personally approved the scheme to peddle phony collusion information to the media. That dropped like a bombshell by her own campaign manager, Robbie Mook. And it seems so incredibly foolish for the defense of all people to have called Mook to the witness stand. It's fundamental in trying cases. Never call a witness to the stand. That only helps you a little bit because the downside of hurting you tremendously is quite severe. And sure enough, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. And in fact, Senator Johnson of Wisconsin said, in looking at all of this, he said, we've known for quite some time the Hillary campaign paid for the Steele dossier. Now we're finding out that the whole Alpha Bank hoax was all made up. They used individuals who had contacts with our Defense Department to mine this data and develop some kind of inference that Trump was colluding with Russia so they could report it to the FBI, that then, of course, could report to the American public. Is a lie. You want to look for the liar in the Russian collusion story and remember all the millions and millions of dollars and time and hours spent by Democrats trying to impeach Trump? And it was all, and they knew, is predicated on a lie. Would one of them stand up and say, this is wrong? No, they're not about to. Coming up, did Biden make a gaffe over the weekend about maybe sending troops to Taiwan? Is he really that close to doing it? Stand by. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
General, the walk back from the White House is prompting a lot of folks to say this appeared to be a gaffe by President Biden overseas. But what are the odds the president meant what he said and he plans to order the U.S. military to defend Taiwan and Taiwan's sovereignty if China invades?
Well, I clearly think that's what he means. I mean, he was asked a question in August in an interview, and in October in a town hall meeting of last year, that was pre-Ukraine, and he gave the same answer, actually using some of the same words, and now he's asked this question, I think motivated largely by what's taking place in Ukraine.
I think he's right. That's General Jack Kane, who's retired, now a Fox News, a military analyst. He's referring, and of course the question had to do with Biden the other day, while making a statement about what Washington would do if China were to invade Taiwan, he was asked, are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan? And Biden said, yes, that's the commitment we made. And then today, the White House is trying to walk back that statement that there is no, quote, military commitment to defend Taiwan in the event of invasion, most likely by China. Taiwan is, of course, a sovereign state governed under a free democrat system. China claims it to be a province. and regularly, of course, threatens violence in that region. They've been carrying out numerous military tactics around the area and, in fact, interfering with U.S. military ships and our cargo ships in the region, claiming it's all part of their territorial waters. And, of course, when Taiwan watches what happened with Ukraine, they have to be a little bit concerned as to what the U.S. did not do. Well, the U.S. had no agreement with Ukraine of any type. Ukraine not part of NATO. If they had been, by the NATO treaty, we would have been obliged to get involved. But we could send weapons. We couldn't and shouldn't really put boots on the ground. The U.S. recognizes Taiwan as a state. That's a concession to China. And that was granted by former President Jimmy Carter. That became the One China statement. But One China has a lot of different meanings to different folks, depending on which side you're on. China, of course, watching what Russia does with Ukraine. And as your General King say, I think that's probably why that question got asked, because they see what's going on, and they're thinking maybe this gives us reason to move forward and start getting actually increasing our threat against Taiwan and make it appear that we're on the verge of doing something. This One China phrase, let me take you through this again. As I said, this came up by President Carter when he was in office. One China, and I'm reading from different sources compiled here. In the U.S., they say it's used to mean the policy of not recognizing Taiwan as a sovereign state. That would upset Communist China. And so by not recognizing Taiwan as a sovereign state, we maintain diplomatic relations with Communist China. China uses the One China principle to mean that Taiwan is a province of China. That's, of course, a much broader interpretation of what we have said. Taiwan itself uses the One China to mean that it, the Republic of China, is the only legitimate Chinese state in the world, and the Communist People's Republic in Beijing is a political aberration. Now, I know sometimes this can kind of get hard to follow, and we're talking about things that have gone under the bridge so long ago that some folks have a hard time finding a thread to pick up. It's all history. You think we'd learn from our history. Hopefully we will, but sometimes if you don't remember it, you don't recite it, you don't go back over it, you don't understand it, so you might make a blunder. This, as you heard General King say, is not the first time Biden has made that remark. In November, it happened, as you heard General King refer to, because he had said that Taiwan was independent from China. These words, to many of us, are just, well, maybe you're giving it a bigger meaning than it's intended. But the way the Chinese look at it, if it's not said the way they say it should be said, it's wrong. And one misstep, a flub, a gaffe, or, as General King said, I think he meant it. Maybe he's referring to Biden has repeatedly said, and I'm quoting, we're not encouraging independence, that nothing will be happening on the issue of Taiwan. We're not encouraging. But in October, again, he had to walk it back with the U.S. act to defend Taiwan if China invaded. That simple question, his answer, yes, we have a commitment to do that. That's a remark almost identical to what he had made. The White House press secretary at the time said, there's been no shift. The president was not announcing any change in our policy, nor has he made a decision to change our policy. That was when she was still on board after the first gaffe, or factual statement, which is it? General King says there's actually some validity for Biden to make such statements, even though he really doesn't need and shouldn't be doing it. Diplomatic circles are a lot different than what most of us talk to. I mean, this is kind of like the kid in school that wants to date the beauty queen. And you think, Mike, she's out of my league. I mean, she's so beautiful and gorgeous. And me, I'm a good student. I'm pretty smart, but, you know, I have glasses and I don't play football. I'm not the track star. I don't, you know, I just don't think I'll get her to, you know. And but he finally gets up enough courage to go ask her. And who knows, maybe she says okay. Or maybe she politely lets him down. Or maybe she just looks at him and laughs. China doesn't laugh about Taiwan. If you misstate something reference Taiwan to them, that's an affront. It's offensive. It could be a preface to war, or at least an invasion if they weren't already going to. But General King says, make no mistake about it, China has its ambitions and it plans to follow through. General King.
President Xi, when he came into power with his public policy statements, made this statement, paraphrased by me, that the Taiwan situation will be resolved peacefully or forcefully. And he intends to do that while he is in power. He is threatening war with Taiwan. That is breaking the status quo. And then, Jillian, he followed it up with intimidation and coercion, with multiple military incursions that we've witnessed, full-scale rehearsals of what an air power attack would look like. That is breaking the status quo. It is time for the United States to move away from strategic ambiguity, which President Xi has broken, and move towards a policy that's clear, that the world understands and President Xi understands that we will, in fact, defend Taiwan, which is exactly what the president is saying.
That is what the president said, but then they quickly walk it back. And no one around the world fears Joe Biden. And we've lost what respect we had around the world with communist China and Russia when Trump was in office. So they're certainly more than willing to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, I told you the other day, they were putting we're going to reopen our embassy in Kyiv. I told you then, if we are going to do that, that means we will have to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. Is that a good idea? I'm going to look at that and give you a little bit more detail on it, because things are beginning to roll in that direction. And if we have U.S. forces on the ground in Ukraine, could be an accident, artillery shell hitting the embassy, killing Americans and Marines. And in the meantime, one Russian diplomat said, I've had enough of Putin. I'm out of here. I assume he made arrangements for his safe evacuation along with his family. Stand by. The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, we see you here all the time. I said, yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, so back to the issue with Ukraine, and I remind you again, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can join simply by going to rumble.com and entering in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. Make it all one word, Larry Connors USA, It'll take you right in. You can live stream with us. Come join us in the studio. And, of course, subscribe. You always get it. Cost you nothing. We're not charging anything. Same thing for getting our podcast delivered directly and daily to your email, LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. So we're talking about Ukraine. And I got to tell you, I'm still struggling over this thing that happened the other day. House and Senate Republicans voting to give $40 billion in additional American taxpayer funding to Ukraine. And they also helped, the same ones who did that, help rubber stamp $900 million more to fund Joe Biden's mass immigration priorities. Now, by that, he's trying to, this $900 million is to fund more immigrants from Ukraine. They are entitled to sanctuary under our immigration laws. I don't have an issue with that. But you know where they're showing up right now? They're showing up at the southern border because it's open. They're getting flights into Mexico and then crossing right into the U.S. that way. They should come in through proper immigration proceedings, asylum seekers. We will make arrangements for them to do that. We've been helping families in Ukraine leave, as we did, supposedly, those who were helping us in Afghanistan during the time we were there. But just giving this $900 million to remain available until September 30, 2023, carrying out refugee and entrant assistance activities in support of citizens or nationals of Ukraine. I'm for supporting those from Ukraine coming through our immigration process as asylum seeker, but not going to our southern border and simply walking across. Close the damn border again. And yes, we will let those Ukrainians in because they clearly deserve sanctuary. In the meantime, I mentioned that last week that they're considering opening our U.S. embassy in Kyiv. I told you then, if they open the embassy, that means American personnel are going to be there. And if we have Americans there, you have to have U.S. Marines because part of their mission is to protect and guard our embassy and embassy personnel. Now there's apparently a general agreement that the typical Marine Corps embassy guard personnel may not be suited to the uncertain security picture in Ukraine without additional forces. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're not just going to have our Marines there to do that. We're going to need more forces for them. Pentagon spokesman Kirby said, we're having conversations with the State Department about what security requirements might be like. Well, the bottom line is, you got to be secure. I don't think this is time to reopen the embassy and put U.S. citizens in harm's way until everything is ceased, reference Russia and Ukraine. If ever. In the meantime, a Russian diplomat resigning from his post in opposition to Putin's war against Ukraine. This guy is Boris Bondarev. He said, I've been a diplomat for 20 years. The ministry's become my home, my family. He said, those who conceived this war want only one thing, to remain in power forever. Live in pompous, tasteless palaces, sail on yachts comparable to in tonnage and cost to the entire Russian Navy, enjoy unlimited power and complete impunity. To achieve that, they're willing to sacrifice as many lives as it takes. Thousands of Russians and Ukrainians have already died just for this. And he said, so therefore, I am ashamed of my country. Foreign Russian diplomat, 20 years, a Russian diplomat, saying, I'm ashamed of my country. I'm resigning. He said, I simply can no longer share in this bloody, witless, absolutely needless war. Again, I assume that he and his family are not in Russia, as his resignation letter was made public. And they can be looking over their shoulder possibly for any Russian sympathizers that might be wherever they are. But he called it out for exactly what it is. Putin's aggressive, unwarranted, and a lie that Ukraine was threatening him. We have several primaries underway tomorrow. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Texas, Minnesota. Oh, speaking of Alabama, Stacey Abrams, of course, who wants to be the governor and, of course, is still running again in her primary. She made a statement which it was kind of funny because she said, Georgia, to me, is the worst state in the country to live. Well, that's a hell of a campaign slogan. I guess she says, I'll make it better. Oh, of course she does. Coming up, the push to indoctrinate your children. It continues. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.